her deepest desire is to feel that she could do anything to you, especially the horrible things, and you don't even flinch. That she says, see, she's going like that. You know, so she goes, you know, you small dick failure, I hate you. And you go, God, I love when you call me a small dick failure. And there's no collapse in that. Now, it's not something you can fake, because she'll feel whether you're collapsing and just like acting this out, or whether in fact you hear her and feel her without collapse. Now, she's probably referring to something that justifies, as you'll see how I'm using that word, her response. So in other words, maybe we'll do this tonight, maybe we won't. It's a fairly small group. It'd be good to start here, perhaps. But if we brought you up front here, for instance, and we just had all the women in the group start saying out loud all the things they intuitively felt they'd get pissed at in you immediately, you would hear, well, just to see, I mean, I don't know, most of you ladies I've worked with before, so I feel free in saying this. Just raise your hand if you think you'd have something to tell him. Raise your hand if you think you'd have something to tell him. Okay. No, the women. Women, raise your hand if you feel you'd have something to reflect to him about what his woman might be not trusting. Okay. So you'd get all this stuff, and you'd realize, and when we did it, the other women who didn't raise their hand, they'd dive right in. So be like a feeding frenzy. I was watching TV the other day, and they showed sharks, you know, in a feeding frenzy with this piece of meat. Anyways. The feminine, see, as a man, I'm identified with consciousness, emptiness, you are too. So I could feel you present with me even when you're doing all kinds of bizarro energetic things, because I don't inhabit the energetic domain like women do. But your woman inhabits this domain where she feels every little thing about you. Right now, I mean, these are minor things to you and me, but not to her. Right now, you're looking at me, your head's kind of tilted, you're going like this. And see, the women are, I'm exaggerating, but I mean, how many women would be trusting me if I gave the talk like this? And that kind of thing to a man doesn't make a difference, because beneath any, I mean, I'm not even paying attention to your body, basically. I'm feeling you. She is body. She is the body of energy that everything is. That is her identity. It's not that she wants all that everything to disappear and she could rest as consciousness. That's a masculine bias and desire. Her masculine part wants that, but because she's identified with the feminine, what she really wants is to be seen, to be known deep in her heart by you, by others, to be seen as who she truly is, deep in her heart, as light, as love, and to be claimed, for you to claim her deepest heart as consciousness claims this entire moment.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.INFO.